This is episode 2256 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day six of our series we are exploring, where you are unleashing your creativity. You are on a creativity quest this week, where each day I share with you a journal prompt for all you journalers out there. If you are journaling along with your meditation ritual, you could do this by writing down your reflections after your meditation, or you could do what you might consider to be a brain dump before you meditate, where you unleash your worries and fears on paper, so that while you're meditating, you have more focus. Journaling is a powerful way to go a little more deeply into your meditation ritual. So your journal prompt and also your meditation focus for today is to express yourself creativity in your own unique way. So you express yourself creatively having patience in yesterday's episode. Today it's all about allowing yourself to be completely who you are with your unique gifts and talents. So what this could look like is, let's say that you are a great dancer. Dance for someone. Dance for yourself. This is a way to express your unique creativity. If you are a great cook, prepare a meal, or research a meal to prepare, or create your own recipe, share it with someone else, or simply enjoy cooking a meal for yourself. Maybe you're especially friendly and outgoing. Be particularly friendly and outgoing today. Honor and unleash your unique creativity. So in the final episode in each series, we are at day six. Tomorrow is day seven, the final episode of our week-long series. Today's episode will guide you as you layer together the different meditation techniques you've explored all week long. I want to share with you a little insight in regard to your creativity. I came across an article on verywellmind.com. It's titled Understanding the Psychology of Creativity by Kendra Cherry. And in this article, it's a great article that goes in depth in regard to creativity. But what I wanted to share with you is something that will help you on your creativity quest for today. And that is, what are the components of creativity? So what makes someone creative? What makes something creative? There are two. The first is originality. The idea should be something new that is not simply an extension of something else that already exists. The second component is functionality. The idea needs to actually work or possess some degree of usefulness. So if you're going to dance, that could be uplifting someone. If you're going to cook for someone, it could be to nourish them or to inspire them. So those are two components of creativity. Be original. Express yourself in a distinct way. And make sure that the creativity that you're sharing, even if you're sharing it for yourself, that it actually uplifts you in some way, or it's useful. So now, let's hear from your fellow meditator as you get ready to make yourself nice and comfortable in your meditation space, relaxing your mind and body. And what I want to share with you today is not one specific message, but rather a collection of messages that I've received from several people who are either originally from Florida, where I live, or they at one time lived in Florida, and they are currently living in other places in the US and also in Canada. And these messages have sparked their creativity to come back to Florida, because as I share my creativity with my daily stories that I share on my Sip and Om Instagram, I always release the journal question there and your meditation focus for the day. I'm showing videos of the beach in Florida or wherever I happen to be in Florida. Usually it's a natural setting because I love nature. So as I share my passion, my creativity with my stories, other people have been sparked to share their own creativity and passion for Florida, and they are planning to move back to Florida. So you never know what impact your own creativity may have on someone else. It can inspire someone to actually relocate. I know for myself, I often travel to places that I see other people talking about or sharing about. So you can go out there and have fun with your own creativity today, and you never know who you may reach. So as you close your eyes and begin to relax your body, notice where you hold tension today. See if you can name that tension. Notice where it came from, what triggered it. You may place your hand in the Ushas Mudra, the mudra for this week, intertwining your fingers together as they rest on your lap. Then place your right thumb over your left thumb to help spark creativity. Mentally affirm, I share my soul message with others. I share my soul message with others. Now take a nice deep inhale through your nose. And as you do so, fuel yourself with energy, your energy and creativity. When it feels right to release your breath, release it through your nose gently and evenly. And as you exhale, feel yourself empowered. Empowered by your creativity. When it feels right, exhale through your nose and feel your power. Empower yourself. Your creativity is the way you express yourself in a distinct way, in a way that is useful or inspires others or inspires yourself. invite you to reflect on this question. What is the world missing out on when you don't take action on your passion? Continue to sit in stillness, reflecting on this question. You are so worth slowing down for.